Welcome back to No Source Needed. Woo! It is currently 4 o'clock and you are listening to No Source Needed. I am Cian Walsh and I'm joined
Alex
by
Alex Redmond. Hi. Hi, nice to meet you all.
Nice to meet you all. This is like our 20th episode or something.
21st.
Is it?
Speaking of 21st, Cian,
you're all invited.
No, you're not. Sorry, I only ordered 10 pizzas. Yeah, Cian called me weird because I was booking my 21st and the place I was going, I won't put that out to the public. The place I was going was like, do you want to pre-order some pizzas? I was like, yeah, I'll pre-order some pizzas.
10.
10. I was like, yeah, I'll take 5 margarita and 5, like, not margarita.
Yeah, just to spice it up a little bit.
Just to spice it up, like, so I don't know how I'm going to pay for that. So I might start a GoFundMe or something.
Yeah, please donate to our Patreon so Alex isn't bombarded with insults on the day of his 21st.
Yeah, so I'm like, lads, I got pizzas. You're paying, though.
Yeah. Be like, oh yeah, lads, there's load of pizzas coming. Fiver, please.
No more. It's like 140 euro worth of pizza. And I have no means to pay for it.
You are a special boy, you know.
Yeah,
that.
It's going to be a special night. Anyway, how are you?
Oh, I'm all right, boy. What's new?
What's new with me? I'm very zen.
You're zen.
Very zen.
We talked about this last week.
I was talking about it with you and Shannon last week, but I'm feeling zen lately, you know, just content.
A bit of zensation, like.
Like, it's good when I'm not on the radio, but I realize if I'm feeling like kind of like mentally stable, there's no content. You know what I mean?
That's fair. You always gotta have a little bit of something going
because
on.
If we don't get any ideas, it's like, okay, let's talk about Alex's mental issues.
And you know what? It's great. I love every second of it, truly.
Me too.
Yes.
Yeah. Any news yourself?
Do I have any news? No. Everything is the exact same. The year anniversary of The Loft last Thursday, that was great fun. Mm-hmm. Lovely turnout and lovely event venue, as always. If you missed it, come to another one.
You didn't miss much.
You're not invited anymore. You're barred.
Oh no.
Yeah, next one is a Thursday week in the Liberty, 8 p.m. Be there or be square.
And they're actually very good nights. I'm only messing.
Yes, no, it's like I say very often, it's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, trying to think if there's anything else. Pretty quiet. Ireland lost against England. That made me severely depressed.
That was heartbreaking.
Yeah, what the worst part about it, I forgot what drop goals were until the end of the game. I was like, oh god, I forgot they can do that.
Oh yes, he's kicking it out.
Damn it. No, because I was just like, I don't know what way, like, when is the last time you actually just see a drop goal just like, when, like, it's not often that they're like necessary, you know what I mean?
England are fond of them because they have no creativity in their play, so they just drop a goal when they get the chance because they have no versatile attack. And England are just a disgrace to rugby culture in the world. The way they play, not the team. Just, it's a bad thing, you know? They're just big men who run into each other. It's bad for rugby. Ireland play fluid rugby like New Zealand and they're killing the game. That's my little rant.
Dylan and Barry, get on to Alex there for next week's episode of The Sideline, surely.
Oh, I love a bit of rugby.
You do love a bit of ruggers, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents were over at the game. They had a great time. They celebrated my dad's birthday and Mother's Day.
Aww.
Yeah. It was weird. Actually, it was on, I think it was Sunday, whatever pub they ended up going to. The fellow who owns it owns the Franwell.
What?
Swear to God. They were talking to the owner, and he was like, oh, yeah, I own the Franwell. And they're just like, okay.
That's so, like, Irish, isn't it?
Yeah, literally. Like, I mean, there's other people there that they met. One fella who was from, like, I don't know, like Carrignavar, which is like 10 minutes away from where I grew up. And it's just like, that's like my dad went to school in Carrignavar, for God's sake. Like, it's just, yeah, no, it's.
Yeah, that reminds me of one time I was in Spain with my family and, like, we're in this town and it's not a tourist town. Like, it's a very much like, think of Glanmire, but Spain, like, no tourists. And then we were just at this restaurant and we were
Glanmire
talking.
Glanmire is like, it's a bit of a. You know, it's a bit of Madrid, I'm sure. Bit of Malaga in there, party town, like.
But we're
get
just
down to the inn, man. You'll be Connor will pull your point. You'll love your life.
We're just talking anyway, and the owner comes up to us, and he's from Castlemartre.
Oh, you know what I mean? Typical.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I remember when I was in Albufeira, there was one guy on the strip promoting this one pub, his Irish pub, and of course he was from Mahon. Spitting image of Colin Farrell as well. Like Colin Farrell with an awful hairline. It was like very funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, today's topic, Alex, would you like to introduce it to us?
We're talking about our best days ever.
Best days of our lives. Because you know worst, what?
If we run out of content.
Yeah, a little bit. If it runs its course too fast.
Yeah, because like, there's not many.
Yeah, we like to keep things negative. So this is a nice little break for everyone involved.
It's easier to talk about things that are negative, I think.
It is.
It really is. Yeah. You know, like you can just have a nice little rant. If you're talking about positivity, it's just like,
boring. It's exhausting.
It's so exhausting.
Yeah, who am I if I'm not, you know? Just a little bit down, a little bit blue, like.
Yeah, I was saying that to you the other day, yesterday actually. I was like feeling really great. I was like, oh man, this is weird. And, I was like, no, this can't happen.
This isn't me. How dare I feel some bit of contentment or zen, as you put it, very spiritual of you.
Yeah.
Feeling good, yeah?
I think we played our first song, Kane.
So, yeah.
This is The Best Day Ever by SpongeBob SquarePants.
This is not that song at all. So, basically, will I give the reason I'm playing this song now, or will I say it after, because it revolves into the best day?
I'd say give it now.
Give it now. So, I will say one of the best days of my life, the best day that's kind of most recent to me, was when I went to Sam Fender, honest to God. And it was just, I'd had a very, very long week.
Why?
Well, if you want me to get into that, I had a breakup the week before, and 3 days before that breakup, I tore my pec.
A bad week.
It was not great, yeah. I went to 1975, like even worse, man.
We won't bring them up again, we're going to get a defamation suit.
But yeah, so I was pretty down the dumps. I was I went up by myself, like, and it was just a long trip. Did not realize how far out the way Malahide is, man.
It's not close.
It's not close at all. That bus was traumatic, truly. And so, yeah, we're going to start off with... I'm trying to think about what song really kind of made me, you know, feel a bit. I'm going to say it is Spit of You by Sam Fender, because it's very... very nice song. It's about his relationship with his dad, and they had a really cool graphic on the screen behind him of all the lads in his bands with their old lads, and basically at the end of it, all the pictures kind of like, you know, whatever way they kind of got pushed back in a way that it like kind of what's the word? Kind of like transitioned into a picture of Sam and his dad when he was a kid, and it's very nice.
Very nice.
So yeah, this is Spit of You by Sam Fender. Enjoy.
Like you, and I can talk to anyone. I can talk to anyone.
Okay, and that was Spit of You by Sam Fender. Enjoy that.
That's actually a really nice song, Cian.
It is a lovely song. Yeah, that was a day, all right. It was a real day.
No, those days, like in like the midst of like trauma, and something just kind of goes well.
Yeah,
it's like the Carmen and I, the Eye of the Storm. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, no, like it was something that was like, I don't know. It was very weird to think about, because like at the same time, I was thinking like, look, I'm not supposed to be at this concert by myself, but like. At the same time, I was
there's
still,
something freeing about it.
I don't know, but like, I guess, I mean, look, I think his music has just meant the world to me for like a good while now. Even at that time, I think I remember the week that I think it was maybe like a month. Yeah, like around the time that I started listening to him, he was actually playing, I think, the Three Arena like a month later, and I was like, I need to see this fiend. And of course, you know. Sold out by then, because like, you know, 17 Going Under just come out and he was just getting huge. And yeah, no, and Malahide was actually the perfect place for him as well. Like that man should not be in a stadium. He deserves he deserves that open kind of ground, like I did over then. It was just it was sick, man. I really loved it. And the opening acts as well, which I'm actually going to play some of their songs later on, Wonder Horse and Rachel Chinnariri. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Wonder Horse, like I've talked about them before. I talked about them when we were joined by Cormac O'Donovan O'Neill of Radio Free UCC.
And Pebble Dash.
And keys player for Pebble Dash. Big up the boys. And
that was a great gig, by the
great
way.
Great gig, great gig. Anyone, if you missed Pebble Dash last week, you best be seeing them 28th of March, opening with Mossy for Little Known. So yeah,
you will not be disappointed.
You really won't. Mossy were playing last week as well, opening for Pebble Dash with Telebox. Also, congratulations to Telebox for getting into the Interversities Battle of the Bands. And yeah, no, Mossy. I mean, they've been going for years.
They're
now.
Mossy like, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, I've been
just brilliant. Yeah, like.
I've known all of them for a long time as well. All of them, the two of them, half of them. but no, they were great. And yeah, it was a really great gig. I was genuinely like, it was one of the best gigs I've been to.
Best
in
Cork
while.
Gig I've ever been to.
Yeah,
yeah,
no, very,
by far.
Honestly, it's up there for me as well. Like, see, that's the thing. I feel like Cork music scene is interesting in the way where like you really like out of nowhere you can actually be fairly stunned by a lot of the, because even like if you go into like the like Crane Lane and like whatever bands on at that time, like I remember seeing this one guy. He was a little bit heavy set, but he was like, you know, he had like this. Like his mohawk ponytail, big beard, like Viking looking fellow, but he was in this like dapper, pristine 3-piece suit.
Yeah.
And they were singing like all like rock covers basically. And then they were doing Thunderstruck. When I tell you, he hit Thunderstruck like
perfectly,
like lightning, man. Proud of that now. Proud of that. But yeah, no, I think that there's something that we got a good setup here music wise, I feel like.
We do, genuinely. And I see that more and more every time I go to a gig.
Yeah, no, because like I feel like for a while, you know, I feel like there weren't many gigs happening for a little while. It was hard to kind of
you go to one, you hear about more. That's the thing.
Yeah, exactly. And so. But at the same time, there's ones happening every week, and it would be cool if a lot of them could get a bit more attention. Obviously, you know, we're a little bit biased, but, you know, our friends over at Ether and Reserve for Rehab, you know, next time they're playing, watch out for that, because they're awesome.
MDR.
MDR. Oh, yeah. Yes, of course, MDR. We love them so much.
Okay, best days ever.
Best days ever. So, yeah, that was, Sam Fender at Malahide, that was up there. I probably have one or two other days I could draw to, but that's of recent memory anyways, that is probably the best.
I'll tell you mine, one of them. I remember coming home from school one day, and I was 10, and my dad's in the kitchen. Happy birthday to my dad, by the way.
Happy birthday, Paul! Get in, son! 63 doesn't look a day over 62, man.
Is he 63? No, he's 62 today.
Okay, yeah. 62 doesn't look a day over 60, man.
Yeah, happy birthday to my dad. This is a tribute to him, because what he did here was amazing.
Ooh.
I come home. I was 10 years old. I was just getting into rugby, and he pulls out two tickets to Ireland versus the All Blacks in 2013 in the Aviva Stadium.
Ooh.
And he said, me and you are going. And I lost it. Like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God. Like, you know? So we got up early. It was a Sunday. I got up, took the train up, got to the match. And I don't know how, but my dad knew someone. And we got like corporate box tickets.
Oh, what? Yeah.
So we were just in there, like leather seats, like nicest burger I think I've ever had in my life, like, you know. And it was just like, it was a really special day.
Yeah.
And Ireland lost.
Yeah. That was, I remember the first Ireland match I went to, I think was in, it was in Thomond Park against Fiji.
Yeah.
Got absolutely slaughtered.
But, yeah, so Ireland were playing the All Blacks. And that was when Ireland, just at the start of the Joe Schmidt era, before they became, like, world beaters, you know? So, like, my dad was like, Alex, sit back, enjoy the All Blacks. They're going to be amazing. We probably won't win here. Just enjoy brilliant rugby today. And I said, no, Dad, we're going to win. And Ireland pushed them to 80 minutes, 22-17 at 80 minutes. Ireland were ahead. And me and my dad were just in awe. Like, we were like, oh my God, it's going to happen. And we're together at this. This is amazing.
Yeah.
New Zealand score in the corner.
Oh.
And to say I cried.
Wait, the score in the corner, did they make the conversion afterwards? Oh, God, nothing worse.
24-22 final score. To say I cried is an understatement, Keane.
Oh, God.
I'll never forget. I remember all the elements. Ah, look at the young fella. He's disappointed. They were so used to Ireland getting hammered by the All Blacks, they didn't care. Like, they were just happy they pushed him. But really special day, and I'll never forget the feels of Athenry playing. Like, that song, it was like the whole stadium in perfect unison. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That was when I fell in love with rugby.
Yeah, no, those first few Munster matches that I went to were... Because it was when people used to, or when people were rushing the pitch after.
In Musker Park.
Because I swear to God, I thought I like made that up, that just like didn't happen. But like I swear to God, I have like distinct memories of fans rushing Musker Park after games. Like even if, and we were losing most of them, but like sure, it didn't matter. Everyone's legging it after, and it was cool to see. It would have been something like, obviously if I was 20 back then, I'd say like, I mean, we would have been having great times in Musgrave. Virgin Media Stadium. Excuse me. Like, I remember there was one game. It was when it was Irish Independent, and what's the name of the announcer fella again? The fella who like he does the team sheets, and
I don't know his name, but I know you're on a bit.
You know his voice.
Yeah,
like,
I know the voice.
You know his face as well. Like,
welcome to Musgrave Park tonight. Like,
exactly. Yeah. But I remember the entire
give it up for Monster.
Yeah. Like, the entire game was just in shambles. Like, fight starting on the pitch. The boys were playing shockingly.
Yeah.
I think we did come out with a win in the end, but like it was a funny game to watch, you know. And sure, your man at halftime, and this is Irish Independent now. It's Irish Independent Park,
yeah.
And your man at halftime was like, "Thank you all for coming here to Musgrave Park." Oh, leave me off. Everyone's just like, he goes Musgrave Park, and then everyone's like, "Hey!" And he's like, "Ah, leave me off."
Was I at that? I think I was at that.
You very well could have been. Sure, like, yeah, like I remember that was those were great days.
Yeah,
because like, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where, like you were getting a slagging for it. And like, you can't blame him either, because like, it is, people are more familiar with Musgrave Park than they are
Irish Independent Park.
Something else. And,
what are you on about?
Well, like, you know, they're more familiar than for it to be that than something else.
Oh, yeah.
What I mean.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, so like, but like, I don't know. It was a great, great day to look at.
Let's change the format a bit today. Let's go for another song break.
Mm.
Because I think we have a lot of sentiment and songs attached to them to get through.
Ah, yes.
So this is Mrs. Robinson by Simon and Garfunkel. Am I right?
It is, yes.
Yeah, this goes out to my dad. It's one of his favorite songs.
Happy birthday!
Happy And we're back. That was Mrs. Robinson by Simon and Garfunkel, upcoming artists, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gonna be big one day.
Yeah. They got beef.
Really?
Mm.
Oh.
Massive.
What did Simon do to Garfunkel, or vice versa?
First one. I don't know. But they got beef.
They got beef. Funnily enough, I only looked up why Liam and Noel don't talk to each other anymore, like over the weekend, apparently. And yeah, they got into a thing. Was it Liam got into a thing with Noel over his wife, or the other way around?
Could be.
Does no one actually know?
I never really looked into it.
As the Oasis fan you were, you never looked into why your favourite band...
Love the music, not the beef.
Man, can we all just like just
can we all just listen to
the
music?
Can we all just get along, huh?
And put it aside?
Seriously, guys.
Yeah.
What's with all this controversy? But anyways, another day that I'm quite fond of, this is kind of a... going on a similar line as you, it was also a rugby match. It was a...
All minor rugby matches.
It was a Munster A's game. So the Munster A's, they were kind of like the second team, or like boys that were coming back from injury, I believe. So yeah, it was one of those games where like, it was just, I don't know, my dad had tickets to it. I was there with my friend Jake, and yeah, I think it was Jake's, one of his first ever rugby matches, I think.
Yeah.
That he had gone to, and It was a really close game. I think we won by a point in the end, but that was thanks to this great try scored by Alex Wooten. Yeah, I think we've talked about him before.
Yeah, Wooten.
I think I mentioned him, and he was like my favorite player for ages. Like
Alex Wooten.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I was so fun because he was doing great for us. Like he was doing.
I know. Like no, I'm not saying he's a bad player. It's just like very obscure.
Yeah, I know, you know it is, I mean? An obscure yeah. one. Like, but like, honest to God, I was like. I was so fond of I loved watching him play, like, because he was, for one, he was huge for a winger, because, like, I mean, at the times, like, the only winger I'd really was used to was Keith Earls, like, you know yeah. what I mean? So I see this guy who's, like, you know, he was, like, 6 foot and, like, jacked as well, and I remember not too long after, it was kind of, I kind of went through puberty around that same time, this is going to make sense in a second, and when I was playing rugby, you know, obviously, like, I kind of shot up in height and I slimmed down a bit, then I got put on the wing, and then so I was always just being like, oh, I'm in my Alex Wooten era right now.
He plays for Connacht now.
He's retired, actually, swear to God, retired at 32 or something like that. What an absolute disgrace. Love him to death though, also hate that he went to Connacht because he's English as well. And I remember being like, no chance.
He's 29 right now.
29. I swear he's retired.
And he still play. Oh no, he doesn't play for Connacht anymore. He might be retired.
I think he retired because I followed him on Instagram. Like, and I genuinely, yeah, no. I think around that time as well. If you remember Chris Clote.
Oh yeah,
Chris Clote. No man, probably one of my.
I love his story.
His story. What, you know, like, what actually is
how
his story?
He got into professional rugby? Like, he's from South Africa. You know, you have to be a big, big player, like,
yeah,
physically to play for South, to work in the South African system. He's what, like 5'10"?
But dude, shorter. I swear to God, I remember taking a picture with him when I was like 14, 15, being the same height as him.
Okay, so yeah, he's not that tall.
Like
anyway.
6'7" at
jacked,
most.
By the way,
huge, but, like hilariously large.
But he went to Sri Lanka and played his rugby there and made his way to Munster from there.
Really?
Which is really interesting, I think. Yeah.
Do you remember when he got injured? Remember he broke his wrist and they had to do like open surgery on it. I remember he posted the picture of it on his Instagram.
I remember
Instagram.
That picture.
Oh my God, it was hilarious. this is the inside of a man's arm. But anyways, back to my point of. The Munster A's game. I can't for life me remember who they were playing, but I remember it was just a really good game of rugby to watch. Nothing crazy online. It was a final of that league. I can't remember what the league would have been like. I think it was
that would have been the British and Irish Cup.
Yes, it was, that was it. And I can't remember who they were playing, but it was a close game, believe me. Like right beforehand, I think it was their 12, I think. He was, like, tearing us up now. Like, he's, like, literally ran the length of a pitch and scored. And then, you know, 15, 20 minutes later, Wooten does the exact same thing, and he does it better. Like, he actually, like, it was crazy to watch because, like, I guess whatever way, it was, like, I guess in a way, like, did you feel like rugby got really fast there, like, in, like, 24, like, 13, 20, actually no, like 20, it would have been like 20, like 16, 17, but like
it's a gradual thing, but that's what I mean about not liking the way England play.
Yeah,
that's the way rugby should be played. It's fast paced, skill.
Yeah. And I was seeing, I suppose, because we had a lot of like, we had a lot of just like donkey workers like at the time, like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Like Ireland were donkey workers as a team, like, you know, they just were, they physically beat up the team and won that way.
Yeah. Which, and so we had slower games for sure, but yeah, like Munster were just so fast. And like, you know, like I said, it was a lot of boys coming back from injury, so they were on their, they were coming back. They obviously were gone a lot better, a lot fitter and all that. And it was just, it was just really fun to watch. And it was just, it was just one of those days where like, you know, the weather perfect. I remember it was Fundland was on at the time, so you could see all the, where we were in the stands, you could actually see all the rides from like afar, like far away. Off. Yeah, like you can see it spinning around the place.
And my friend, when we were like 13, Joshua, we were on takeoff and he hates roller coasters. Mm. And we just like convinced him to go on. And me and Connor were having a great time. He was in the middle of us. And like we were just like, woo, all that stuff. And then the lads across from us were like pointing at Joshua. We were like, what? He was like, look at your friend, look at your friend. We were like midair here. And Joshua passed out.
Oh, no.
So Joshua was just like hanging off.
Oh, that's
like
rough.
He was just out, like, and he was like, and then like I was like in midair, but like with the G-force, I was like struggling just to even get to him.
Yeah,
so I was like trying to tap him. He woke up. He's like,
he wakes up midair.
Yeah, and then like he got off. He's like, I'm gonna get some chips. Go on again if you want. Yeah,
no, but I don't know. Like that's one of my, like I said, like I feel like that's why a lot of people are so attached to it being Musgrave Park, because yeah, like just you genuinely, you get some of the best days, the best matches you watch are out there. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I can imagine like even like the under 20 squad, like they're probably very fond of the place. You know, like you'd have to be if that's where you're after doing so well.
I used to steward there.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Fair play.
Yeah, as a little security guard at the age of 18, and I just remember like. Oh, it was so bad. You know the way, like, in the stands, like, when you're standing, the kids go up on the little railings and just sit on the railings.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously, that's really dangerous.
Did you tell them to get off?
I was told to tell them to get off. So I had to go up.
Buzzkill!
I know, I had to go
up. Oh, you are such a dead crack.
Yeah, but it was my job. I was a security man, like, you know?
I was security man, like.
I was the security. And then my boss, like, in the radio was like, Alex, get them off the railing there. I was like, God, and the parents started giving out to me, like, they're only kids, what are you doing? I was, like, only 18 myself, and I was like, sorry, my boss told me to get them off. It's really dangerous in case he didn't know the ball could hit them. And they were like, they're only kids. And I was like, you have to get them off, I'm sorry.
Oh, you poor thing. Yeah, no, I think I remember I always thought, because you know what, I always be like younger lads who are like being ball boys and stuff like that. I always thought that looked like good crack, but like, to be fair, but like they weren't really doing it. Like you're watching the match on the pitch, like, but all you're doing is just like passing a ball with your buddy while there's actual rugby happening next to you,
and just going for a run every now and then.
Yeah, because and I feel like after a point, it'd just be like, oh, knackered, man, can't be arsed. But yeah, no, there's whatever way. There's some days that like, I think I don't know. I think we went for like, did we get pizza or something afterwards? I can't remember what it was, but it's just one of those days that always sticks out to me.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's just being up there, you know?
Yeah.
And I think actually I remember we as well, I think it was over Easter break. So, you know, me and Jake were off school and just, I don't know, we were like hanging out every day, like listening to John Belly and just having the best crack ever. And you know, we were going to a Munster match, which he wasn't very familiar with at the time. He was a very sporty person, but like we went there and it's the best thing ever, you know? Mm. So yeah, I might change my mind. I was going to play Wonder Horse and Rachel Tinariri because they were the opening acts for Sam Fender. But I'm thinking I might throw on some John Belly. And I'm trying to think what would be the go-to one right now because I'm very particular about this man. I love him with all my heart. It was the first concert I ever cried at out of like the two concerts that I've cried at. First concert that gave me a reason to cry, but I didn't cry at one of them. Chocolate. Anyways, so I'm going to go with Simple and Sweet by John Bellion. Enjoy.
Way before you came, I was hollow, 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 hollow. Used to complicate, now I'm all right, I'm fine. All I gotta do now is follow, follow, follow. Used to complicate, now I'm alright, I'm fine. You don't need no big production. This synth and just my voice is fine. You don't need to wear your makeup up, no. to mess with God's design. You're just so simple and sweet. No, yeah, you're just so simple and sweet. No, you're just so simple and sweet. No, you're just so simple and sweet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's keep this simple and sweet. Way before you came, I was empty, empty, empty. Used to complicate, now I'm alright, I'm fine. All you gotta do now is tell me, tell me, tell me. Used to complicate, now I'm alright, I'm fine. You don't need no big production. The synth and just my voice is fine. You don't need to wear your makeup up, no, no. No need to mess with God's design. You're just so simple and sweet. No, you're just so simple and sweet. No, you're just so simple and sweet. No, you're just so simple and sweet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's keep this simple and sweet. But if things get complicated,
that was Simple and Sweet by Jack.
guys,
tell us, and we will hopefully
judge it. We will judge your best judge days it. And tell you, are they good?
Yes, tell you, are you right?
Yeah, we will. It's up to us.
Yeah, so imagine just like some random guy driving a McCroom right now. It's like my wedding. I'm like dead.
Boring.
Don't care. Invalid. Who's texting us right now?
It's oh, look, it's another podcast. God,
it's another member of the UCC 98.3 family.
Let's give him a shout out.
Girls Stand Up, hosted by Aideen and Amy. They're great. Me and Aideen went to school together. We also, I actually share one of the best days of my life involves Aideen, so I'll get onto that in a moment.
Woo!
So, yeah, they're lovely. Give it a listen. It's up now.
First episode on Spotify.
UCC. At UCA.
UCC 98.3 FM on Spotify. Listen to it, guys.
They're great.
Okay. One of my best days ever.
Hit me with it.
It has a sad origin story.
It has a sad.
So.
It contains sad.
Fresh off a breakup.
Okay.
No, it's not to do with that, but it is. It was like 2 weeks later. For context, I just remember, like, all the boys, you know, they're like, oh, Alex.
Poor little Alex. Myself included.
Yeah. But you're not involved in this.
Okay, fair enough.
They're like, oh, poor little Alex.
Poor widow Alex.
And then my friend Joshua, Alex, and Sam.
Joshua, the guy who passed out on takeoff.
Yeah, the very same.
In case you guys were confused.
He didn't pass out this time. But I just remember, like,
he was very conscious, in fact.
They were like, went to Alex's house. They were like, come on over. And we just sat, didn't even talk. We just kind of sat, listened to music, and it was really nice. Really nice. Yeah, there's not much to it, but it's just a really nice memory, you know.
Yeah.
It just makes you realize how valuable friends are. Not yeah. You.
Okay, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But I've been there many times since, and I've paid the price for it.
Yeah, that was the day I was like, I'm not alone here, you know, and that's nice.
Yeah, no, it's very hard to feel that way, especially fresh off the breakup. That's, yeah. Again, that's why it was so weird at Sam Fender when it was like, oh, wait, I'm like...
So alone.
Yes, I'm more alone than I could possibly be.
In Malahide,
in a crowd of, like, God, like, I think it was like, how many people can fit into Malahide? Like,
at least six.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
And the place was... Like I was elbowing people around the place. I got very close, actually. I think I was maybe like like 20 feet from the stage, something like that. It was very good, but like that 20 feet is just completely filled up. And it's annoying because a lot of the videos I have are, they're great and they make me happy when I watch them. But basically, when I watch them back, there's one guy's hand in front of me and it's just blocking the camera for half of it. And I'm just like, oh, for God. Well, like, it's not even blocking it. It's just in the way. Like, Sam Bender is blocked out by this guy's, like, finger. I was talking to him the whole time. He was so lovely.
Yeah. Okay, we have some listener submitted best days ever.
Okay, who could this be?
Jude.
Jude.
I like World Book Day. Nice, dude. Me too. Yeah. I remember World Book Day. You know, you when you dress up at school.
Yeah, we weren't allowed. They didn't let us do that after 1 year because not enough people dressed up as.
Do you remember the Twits by Roald Dahl?
Yeah.
I dressed up as Mr. Twit. And the costume was so bad, no one can guess what I was because I was just in a black cloak. And they're like, Lord of the Rings? I was like, no. Come on, man.
You could have. It would have been so much better. Because, like, how old were you at the time?
10.
10. Okay, if you were telling everyone you read Lord of the Rings at 10, like, there's some serious, you're raising some eyebrows there. It's like, oh, check out Chubby Redmond over there. He's got a good brain on him. That guy reads Tolkien.
Girl Stand Up podcast says every day.
Every day? Really?
Okay.
If you guys say so, you know, I mean, like, hey, look, happy for you with the podcast, but just, you know, settle down, like.
Getting on the cross-country Irish team. That's a really good day.
That sounds like a really good
day.
That
sounds like a good day. I'd be proud.
I'd be pretty proud if I got on the cross-country Irish team, yeah. Especially considering I've never done cross-country before.
Oh, you would be proud if you didn't ever do it.
Yeah, if my first day doing cross-country was for Ireland, I'd be like, this is sick. This is so sick.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I'm going to get into another day that I'm very fond of, which is the one that involves Aideen from Girl Stand Up. Basically... So, me and Aideen went to school together, and we were both doing a... Well, for a bit of context, I don't think Aideen liked me that much, because me, my friend Jake, who I mentioned earlier, he was in her bass class, and I'd always come in to his bass class, like, during lunch, we'd just be, like, messing around and stuff.
Yeah.
And just, like, annoying everyone, like, completely. And basically... I was just convinced that she just was not, just, she was like, oh, this guy's the most annoying fiend ever, which, I mean, probably right. But what ended up happening was that we both of our, like, English teachers were like, oh, yeah, like, you're both quite good at writing. Like, individually, we didn't know that both of us were going to go for this, but basically yeah. It was the Young Playwrights program.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so Aideen was in that as well. And I remember when I got it mentioned to me, I was kind of like, oh, this is cool, that sounds fun or whatever. And I went and I did it, I played for it and I got it. And then I come back because we did it. I think I was, I learned that I got into it after Christmas. So I was in the new year. I remember coming back playing with the 18 got it. And I was like, no, my thing. And then she was equally pissed off about it. She was also just like, oh, not him. And yeah, so I guess like just by default, like we didn't know any of the other people who were doing it. So, you know, we were just like, chatting away.
Let's
and it,
be friends.
Yeah, and yeah. Now she's been one of my very good friends since. But basically, the day of the play, our play is being performed in the Everyman, like, that was honestly one of the nicest.
I can imagine.
It was so great. Because, I was so nervous. Like, I was there, like, I didn't know what to expect. Because I wrote, like, this kind of, like, tragicomedy about a guy dying and having a conversation with God. And, like, the whole thing getting played out. And it's very sad at parts. And then it's also, like, very... comedic, like at one point there's like a whole thing about your man's search history and he's just there and God's talking to him and he's like, oh God, you've seen that, have you? And then God's like, I would rather watch another crucifixion than even think about Forrest Hump.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Fair play, man.
I was dead proud of that, no, too
fair. Played, yeah.
Yeah, no, and yeah, it was very nice when the actors, actually the guy who played the main character, and I think his name was Jacob, the main character. He was actually in an episode of Vikings. Swear to God, the guy who's in my play was in Vikings. Which
he must have been snapping.
Well, he was in Vikings after, so there was there was an upward trajectory for his career.
You started his career, basically.
Yes.
You gave him his big break.
Exactly. He was also in a film that was released in the Cork Film Festival a few years back. I forget what it was called, but I remember the director did a talk with us in St. John's, and he was a very nice guy. Yeah, no, but that day was really special. Guess who the first person to show up out of everyone there was?
Who?
My nana. Aww. Little Teresa Walsh rocking up to the Everyman, and it was like a Friday.
Yeah.
It was the Friday after I finished my junior show as well. So aww. I was there being like, oh God, I'm like so wound up still from yeah. being like, you know, an academic failure in third year. And I have that the following Friday, and it was just, oh, it was great. The following week went to the academic with Jake, actually. And then, yeah, that whole week, I spent the week in Dingle with him and his family then. Then we were back into the Marquee for the academic. Great time. Great time altogether.
Song break.
So, tell me, why this song, Alex?
This is Yellow by Coldplay.
Yes, so please do explain this. Explain yourself right now.
My buddy Alex Newman, he's over in Germany right now, living his best life.
Mm-hmm.
Living his best life. And this one, me and him just belt it out when it comes on. And it just reminds me of very fun times where my buddies were just great.
Yeah.
So this goes out to Alex.
This is Yellow by Coldplay. Sorry, Alex.
Connor,
Hey, Connor, how you doing?
How are you, Connor?
We're going to meet up later on.
I'm going to come too.
Yeah, Alex is coming.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Be safe, Connor. Man. Be safe out there.
That was our friend Connor, who we just rang to tell listen.
Yeah.
To tell him to listen.
Yeah, and then we could hear him put it on, and then all we hear is then Yellow by Coldplay, and it's like, oh God, that's our show.
But yeah, that's a very special song. I remember when Alex was about to leave for Germany, I was in the garden with him. Great start.
Yeah.
And
really sending him off a good way, like.
But he was leaving, and we were like, we need to get a good song playing so we can all have an emotional goodbye and a little sing song, you know? And
of course.
You know, the garden, like, the music isn't Coldplay.
That's true, it isn't.
I went up with, like, a big text on my phone and be like, put on Yellow, my friend is leaving. And he was just basically like, go away.
My friend is leaving is crazy.
Yeah, so he's just going home, man.
Yeah, he probably thought he was like, oh, he'll see him tomorrow, like.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that was fun. That was the day before the 1975.
Oh, Jesus.
I was working at 7 the next morning, got home at 3.
Trauma, man. Absolute trauma.
Hey, Connor, where are you now?
Yeah, what are you doing? Tell us, what was the best day of your life, Connor?
Yeah, give us a text, Connor.
Yeah, we got another one in there saying that it was the day they got into their college course. It was a CAO results day, 2022.
Nice.
Which coincidentally happened to be the day that Queen Lizzie died.
I asked you not to say that one.
Coincidentally. Oh, crazy, man. Crazy how that
no
happens.
No source needed, do not take any stance on
and,
the death of Queen Elizabeth.
And the royal family as a whole.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Another great day for me.
When Lizzie died?
Or? No, God, no. That was a good day because of results. That was fun.
That was a great day.
I got
day.
Punched in the nose that day.
Actually, yeah, that's a bad day.
That was a really bad day. Actually, Connor, you were in that too.
Yeah.
We were like outside the Oak. Great start.
Yeah. And, we got the best choice in pubs.
You know what? I'll put that down as one of the worst. It was a bad night out. We ended up in the Oak, case in point. We went outside and I was like messing with my friend Joshua and practicing my karate kicks, air kicks.
Naturally.
Yeah, naturally. And this guy comes up to me and was like, was that directed at me, bud? I was like, no, it wasn't. Sorry. And then like he kind of stared at me for a while and I was like, you all right? And then he punches me in the nose.
Yikes.
And my nose is still crooked. He kind of broke it, but it wasn't broken enough to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
So it's still a little bit crooked.
I always think your nose is all right.
And then we just walked away because we're upstanding citizens.
Yes. You went the Gandhi route.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had a class on Gandhi yesterday. Exhausting. Absolutely exhausting,
yeah,
I tell you.
He must have been wrecked after all that.
What was he wrecked about? He did nothing. Literally, all he did was sit there, like, in his jocks, basically, just telling
no
you don't
needed,
fight.
Do not think Candy did nothing. Moving like, swiftly on. Oh, my God, Cian.
Sorry.
We were having such a positive episode, and suddenly Candy did nothing.
I didn't say he done nothing, like, but he was, like, as in, like...
Exactly, okay, we're
well,
not
he
talking.
Was, okay.
Yeah.
Big up Gandhi, for real. Big up General. this has been a really good day.
Yeah, it's been good.
This is a good day.
Very quickly, another one, a great day I've had was a day that involves you and Jude.
Yeah, I know the one. Episode 3.
You're having a nice little mental breakdown, but we'll move straight
in. We'll mosey on over that.
Yeah, but we recorded episode 3 of No Source Needed. It was Jude's first ever appearance.
The friendship episode.
The friendship episode,
first
yes.
First episode that my mom listened to, actually. I don't think she's listened to the first or second one.
Thank God she
Thank God
she's
listened to the first one.
Oh my God.
I made clout off of that.
But that feels like so long ago.
I mean, again, this is like our 20th, 21st episode or something like that.
Yeah, so...
It's 21 weeks, brother.
It is long, isn't it?
That's quite a while.
But yeah,
we're still yapping.
Still yapping. And we recorded the podcast. That was the day I realized the podcast was good.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of got pretty good feedback after the first episode. Like,
we got good feedback, but that was the day I was like, okay, this is going to keep going. Because you know you could stop after 2 weeks and be like, oh, we tried.
Yeah.
And that was like, okay, we're going to keep going with this. I think we got Cullen Foley as a guest that day as well.
So maybe,
like,
stuff
started happening with guests and stuff. And
yeah, it was like 3 weeks later is when we would have had Cullen on.
We
like
got more guests
six,
after
yeah.
that then. And that was like a really good day for the podcast and the fact we went out that night and just had a great time.
Yeah, it was a really good time.
Yeah.
And
Jude swapped my vape for a pen and I started vaping on the pen. Oh, Connor was there too, weren't you, Connor?
Yeah, you were, weren't you? He definitely turned on. He's playing 96 FM. He's listening to the Two Johnnies or something. Yeah, no. God, my brain is frazzled now at the end of this enjoyable podcast, to say the
least.
Very
good one.
Yeah, no. Podcast. It's a radio show, man. I see, you keep saying, I need
to... First media purposes, it's a podcast.
I have this weird thing where, like, I need to call it the radio show, because I feel like we've grown up from the podcast, but we still do podcasts when we need to, like when Vernon Casey came on, which was amazing, because he's amazing.
That was a great episode. One of my favorite episodes ever.
Up there. Yeah, no. I know, like, if it isn't obvious, if you've listened to it, like... He's the nicest guy ever. Like, dude drove down from West Kerry, like.
Yeah.
West Kerry.
Do that again. That was hilarious.
West Kerry, like. Yeah.
He's never coming on again now.
I know, yeah. But, yeah, no, he was great. And it's nice. It's, you know, to be honest with you, like, yeah, well, I feel like, was it that day that we kind of found out, whatever day that we found, maybe it was the second one that we released, where we found out how many listens the first one got. I know it's just it was like, you know, 5 minutes out of our day that we were like, what the hell? But like,
yeah,
you know, sometimes it's the 5 minutes you need. That's all it is.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm loving the podcast, man.
I'm loving No Source Needed.
Yeah.
I hope you're loving No Source Needed as well. This
big,
whoever you are.
Big things coming and I can't announce it. Yeah.
Really? I don't even know about this.
Exactly.
Oh, brilliant.
Big things coming.
Any plans for the rest of the week now, Alex?
No.
Great.
Yeah. Do I have plans for the rest of the week? Connor, we're going to the gym on Saturday, aren't we? Hopefully, if you're not working. We have to stop talking to Connor. And, no, I'm just going to have a MCQ tomorrow, just lock in, get that done.
Yeah.
And yeah. Oh no, it's my birthday next week. I do have plans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big 21, buddy.
I had a real big, like, crisis about turning 21 yesterday, didn't I?
You would.
Like, you put it in perspective. It's like, you're 21 next week. Oh, I still live at home.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Whose fault is that? Government.
Mickey.
Oh, that's one of my best days ever.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really? It seems stressful. Like.
Stressful, but I just remember thinking that was a really good day. Like, I want to be a journalist. That's my dream. And I felt like that was the first step.
And we were all dead proud of you, Alex.
I know.
And we're very proud of you still.
I spent like 5 hours in the radio station getting it done, editing, researching. It was just a really nice afternoon, kind of all the help I got, all that. It was a really nice day.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Big up. Big up to producers as always.
Woo!
You're our favourites.
And yeah, I think that's all we have time for, Keane.
Yeah, we're going to finish off this episode with...
give us another quick good day.
Quick good day? Pfft, I don't know.
Wait, Jude said he sent us something.
It's over. Do we have another one?
I think we have another one.
Another good day to
another
be...
Another good day.
To be read.
Let's have a look.
Is that feel like Mother's Day or something?
If I was on the right account, that'd be good.
That'd be good. Yeah, forget about it.
Connor's typing. Hi, Connor.
We're going to finish off this episode with Ribs by Rachel Tenorieri. Again, she was one of the people who opened for Sam Fender. She's amazing. Go listen to her. She had a music video with Florence Pugh, I believe. So yeah, this is Ribs by Rachel Tenorieri. Thanks so much.
Connor said, don't play that, lol.
I've been Kian.
I've been Alex.
And that's Connor.
Connor, our special guest.
Connor, our special guest from the last, like, 10 minutes. Anyways, Ribs with Rachel Tenorieri.
See you next week, guys.
Enjoy yourself.
Big things coming, I swear.
Okay. I'm back.
Like an infection in my chest, because